draft fees are something that almost everybody has been subjected to at some point or another. So give us the lowdown on that. Will you please?
There's a legitimate business interest here that banks can charge at overdraft fees. But what they've done is they order the charges in a way that maximizes their revenue and hurts the consumer, even though the ordering is done artificially, not in the order that the consumer might have gone to their ATM or cashed their check. So we're basically, I mean, this is a time when banks are at some of their most profitable times in their history. Congress bailed out the banking industry a decade ago. The banks just got a huge tax cut. Bank executives are doing better and better and better. There was just a bill that Congress passed. I thought it was a bad idea, but passed to give banks even more deregulation and more breaks. It's like, when is there enough? And we're just simply saying, banks have been treated very well by Congress and by the American public. It's time to treat consumers a little better.
Well, so Senator, let me give you a scenario. And I see the average bank overdraft fee is $35. So I head down to my bank, I put in my paycheck, it's a Thursday, and then later in the day, I go to the ATM and go, wow, I need $20. And so you pop your card into the ATM and you get the $20, but you also get an overdraft fee, and you go, wait a minute, I put my check in this morning. What's this about? Is that kind of what happens?
Yeah, sometimes it does. And sometimes they will order the overdraft fee in a way that they will order the transaction in a way that maximizes their fines or their fees, if you will. One of the things we're saying in this bill is we're going to ban overdraft fees on debit card transactions and ATM withdrawals. I mean, banks can just say no when you ask for the money instead of giving you the money and then charging you the $30 or the $20. So, they have found ways wasn't like this 10 and 20 years ago. Banks didn't try to, didn't have this huge profit center of overdraft fees and nickel and dimes, although it's never nickels and dimes anymore. And I think in many cases gouge the public.
Yeah. So, Senator, I'm going to change subjects now, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay. So you are the U.S. Senator from Ohio, and the Battle of Ohio took place yesterday between the Reds and the Indians as part of a three-game series this week. How do you stand on that?
Well, that puts me on the spot. Not at all. My email address is Damn Yankees. I hate the Yankees. I don't like the Red Sox much. I love the Indians. I grew up in Mansfield going to 5 or 10 games a year. Remember the old stadium? I like the Reds are fine. I don't hate the Reds. They're not the Yankees or the Red Sox. But nice game last night, and I'm glad that I'm glad they ruled ground rule double so that Hamilton couldn't score from first, the fastest guy in the majors, and they held the lead. So,
so you watched
it's
the
easy
game.
For me.
Yeah, good for you. They're singing Jose, 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 Jose. Ramirez is just as hot.
The first and third hitters for the Indians are. I mean, having Brantley between's nice, and when Encarnacion comes back, but the first and third hitters for the Indians are two. I mean, they are two of the single best players in the major leagues. I mean, those guys, I just hope that they can play their whole careers in Cleveland. I hope that the Dolans can figure out a way. I know they got them locked in for 3, 4, 5 more years, but I would hope the Dolans could lock them in for 10 years and have their best years at Cleveland, because they're both getting better every year, and they're so much fun. I mean, we've never seen anybody this fun to watch. I mean, Lofton was fun. Baerga was fun. Descal was fun. But these two guys are just in a whole other category, offensively and defensively, and just the joy, the way they play the game is so much fun.
And it's so much fun to watch him, too. And not to take anything away from Michael Brantley, who I think I heard last night as I was watching the game, is in the top 10 regard to batting average. But, yeah, those two guys just make something out of nothing, or make something when it's important happen. And it seems like it's every night. You know, hey, we haven't lost hope. I mean, even last night, Melky Cabrera hitting that home run right-handed for the first time as an Indian, and to put them over the top 4-3, you know, they just managed to find a way to grasp a victory out of the jaws of what looks like it could be defeat.
And having Brantley batting between those guys and then on Encarnacion afterwards obviously helps all of them. And as good as they were when they had Bell batting third and Ramirez, their offense obviously isn't as good 5 through 9 as it was in the old days with Tomy and Ramirez and Sorrento and all those guys, but their pitching staff's better and their bullpen is probably good now, and their starters are the best in baseball, maybe. So this is a team that could finally go all the way. We'll see.
We were great in 48, weren't bad in 54 and 97. Let's hope that this is our year.
Yep.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown,
thanks
so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Baseball anytime. Thanks.
Okay, take care.